and 8 straight postseason losses, is going to end today with a dominating Chiefs performance. Kansas City has beaten the Houston Texans 30-0 in the wild card weekend. For the first time in 22 years, the Chiefs are headed to the other side of the river and are advancing in the AFC playoffs.
How sweet it is, baby.
Hi, DJ. 11 years with the Kansas City Chiefs. You've been through 5 different head coaches. Finally got the monkey off the back. Something that everybody been talking about, that playoff win. Just what was that like?
Man, it was a great feeling. It was a surreal moment. Man, it took me 11 years to get one playoff win. I'll tell you what.
First one, baby. First one.
Look at there, dog. Took me 11 down there.
It was well worth it. And 22 years before that, before the Chiefs organization has won a playoff game. But at the same time, we've been chomping at the bit, trying to win it all. That's our main focus, trying to win it all. And this year we have a great opportunity.
I know before the game, one of the things that we love about Arrowhead Stadium is fans yelling home of the Chiefs. You go on the road in Houston, you hear that before the game. At the end of the game, you see all the fans come down, get behind the bench and start doing the chop. Is what was that like for you as a player to see that?
Every time I do the national anthem, when you hear the home of the Chiefs at the end, you know how many Chiefs fans are in the stadium, and it was very loud. You know, we came early and we stayed late. So the Chiefs fans, I give all the credit to them. I mean, I know they were back here in Kansas City rooting us on. Man, best fans in the world, and we won all the way with them.
Way to go, baby.
Now, talk about what you guys did on the field. It was the first shutout in the playoffs in over a decade. Just what led to that kind of defensive success, that goose egg that Bob Sutton talked about?
Well, it's just the amount of focus that you have to have, playing every play, being the best player you can be, executing the plays that coach calls, and Coach Bob Sutton is a great defensive coordinator. He's dialing them up. He's very exotic with his looks and his defensive schemes. And
get that out of here, boy!
I have a big responsibility in it, and I'm proud of that.
13-0 Chiefs. Snap. Looking right. Now he fires in the end zone. It's picked off. It's picked off by Morga. Trying to get free. And he's trying to get away from Texans. He's got to the 23-yard line. The Texans are denied by Josh Morga.
One of the things you guys talked about, what Coach Sutton talked about all offseason, was turnovers. It's kind of been one of the catalysts during this winning streak. And we saw it again on Saturday, 5 turnovers, 4 interceptions. How have you guys made that difference, and how are you guys making those plays?
It starts in practice. Be really energetic during practice. Focus on getting the ball out, tipping balls, stripping the ball, intercepting the ball. It's one of those things. Your habits form who you are. And that's kind of been our motto this year. And if you can get 5 turnovers in a game, you have a good chance to win, so that's what we do.
Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, is how much are you looking forward to going against those guys in the playoffs?
Well, those are legend guys. I mean, Bill Belichick's one of the greatest coaches ever. Tom Brady is a guy that would be Hall of Fame easily when he's eligible for it. So to go in their place and challenge them, it's going to be a task. But if we want to go all the way, it's something we have to do.